Recordings have started.
Thank you very much. My name's Cheryl Langdon Orr. This is, I think, 2100 UTC, but it's something along those lines, on the 7th of January, and this is the RFP 5 call, our fourth call, and one that I'm hoping will be a little bit productive, although I fear some of our action items may not have proceeded very far. We have, in this wonderful world of stewardship, taken to not doing roll calls of any sort, but having staff note who is listed in the Adobe Connect room. So I will now call on anyone who is in the audio channel, the phone channel, who is not in the Adobe Connect room listed as a participant, to make themselves known so that they can be recorded as an attendee, and also so I can know that they're on the call and give them a virtual hands up when they want to get in the speaking queue. So is there anyone on the call but not in the Adobe Connect room? Not hearing anyone, not seeing anyone waving at me to make any other comments. Let's move on. I'm unaware of any apologies that have been received by staff for this meeting, and I'm just looking. Yes, we do. We have an apology listed on the agenda page from Yashuki Kitamara, so we'll note that apology. And I'll ask if anybody is aware of any other apology. If not, let's move on now with looking at the agenda. The agenda is suspiciously familiar to those of you who were at the last meeting because it's an almost perfect duplicate of the last meeting in terms of agenda, although we do have a couple of action items that are slightly different. First of all, I'd like to ask, is there anyone who has any particular, any other business or item they'd like to put to the agenda before we start? Not hearing anybody, assuming that I'm hearing audio, that means that we can just move with the agenda draft and move it to adopted. And our first piece of main agenda item is the matter of continuous disclosure. I'd like to call now if there's anyone who has an update to their statements of interest. They can raise it now for us all to know under continuous disclosure. And, of course, I'd encourage you all at any time something happens with a change in your circumstance that you just go online and update your SOI and then let us know at the following meeting. And that's pretty much standard across, I think you'll find, most of the calls that happen in ICANN world these days. Not hearing anyone update their SOIs, let's now move rapidly to the review of action items from our last call. And at the moment, there's not really as many ticked as we would like to see. But as we know, a lot of what we're doing is waiting to some extent, treading water for work that we hope will come out of this intensive work weekend, which is ahead of us in the next couple of days. Because our work is contingent on the closure of RFP 3 and RFP 4. But let's look firstly to our action items. Action item was, first of all, for staff to look for time during the intensive weekend for an RFP 5 meeting. There's been a bit of to-ing and fro-ing with the co-chairs on this, and you'll have noticed if you've had a moment to yourself to look at your emails that a doodle went out probably only 10 or 15 minutes ago, and that doodle is offering us, and Liz and Jacques have already filled it in. Thank you, Jacques and Liz, for that. Offering a couple of time zones, one on the Sunday and one on the Saturday. So if you can be so kind as to fill that in, that will allow us to steal a piece of the intensive weekend work for our RFP 5. So we will be ticking off that action item, and thank you, staff, for doing that. Next one is to for everyone to try and bring forward any particular points onto the wiki or to the list that they believe needs to be picked up in the Section 5 under the requirements that the NTIA have put out. We obviously can just do a simple checklist, but we're asking for anyone who has any particular points at this stage that they'd like to bring forward to do those to either List or Wiki. I am unaware, at least in the, up until the last hour, of any of those coming through, but you, if you have some available, put them through to this meeting or, as I say, to the List or the Wiki. If not, we will be discussing those in detail at our meeting over the week, coming weekend. Next one, so that's an action item, stays open. Next one was to put to our List the 5 skeleton items and seek volunteers to hold the pen on these. That has been done, and I am unaware, unless staff have some update for me, that anybody has rushed forward to respond. So we might need to start volunteering people on the weekend call if needs be. So that doesn't mean not turning up will let you escape. Perhaps you should turn up so you can argue why you shouldn't be volunteered. So that's an action item that's going to stay open as well. We also said we were going to circulate to the wider List the link to the Wiki page and seek their feedback. That has been done as part of the other action. In fact, what we've done is put out a single message, although I did think Grace also duplicated one to with a link to the Wiki page and seeking feedback. So I think we'll sort of tick that one off, but I'm unaware of feedback coming in as yet. The next call is that as an action item we've got done, the display, I believe. We've said to Jonathan and Lisa that it would be good if in our reporting, in our meeting coming up sometime in the next 24 hours, that we could actually display our draft Wiki page as we're reporting on what we have and what we are needing to do for RFP5. To the cross-community working group as a whole. And if that hasn't been approved by the co-chairs, I'd ask staff, I don't mind who owns this, but certainly somebody needs to check with Lisa and Jonathan that is okay. And, of course, most importantly, whatever staff is supporting the community working group for the Adobe Connect room, that they're ready to have that Wiki page displayed. So we don't want to be having delays in uploads when they're unnecessary. So that will tick off as well. Then we need to seek additional assistance from CCTLD and GTLD reps to provide input and assistance to prepare a response specific to, I think it's actually number 3 in the listing. And Barry sent out an email immediately after our last call. And Barry, I don't know whether you've had any feedback to that, but I do thank you for sending it out. I'm pretty sure that most people have been fairly busy with the other activities, but any update? Over to you, Barry.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Barry Cobb for the record. Yes, I did send the email out immediately following the call to the 3 registry representatives that are part of the CWG, and Chuck responded back fairly quickly. He didn't think that they had any existing documentation about GTLD delegations that kind of aligned with the survey that was compiled with the CC community. But he did suspect that the registry operators would have a fair amount to say about things like pre-delegation testing and the like. I think he offered up that they could potentially do a simple survey of registry experiences with the IANA services, and that he would discuss that with the RYSG, but I'm unsure if he's managed to do that given his activities with the survey tools.
Indeed. He has been very busy lately. So what we might do is take him up on that offer, and perhaps, if you don't mind, if we can pen back to him after today's meeting to say that would be grateful, we'd be grateful if that would be possible, and it may be something that we can also pick up on the weekend as well. I don't mean to get the outcomes, I mean to make sure we follow through to see if he's had any feedback from the RSYG group. Anything else on that, Barry?
This is Barry, just to respond, I think what might be good is that maybe we even, if there is a brief summary on the agenda item for tomorrow's call, that maybe we even just mention it, you know, maybe even make reference back to the CCPLD survey as well as doing the generics as well. But I'll send back a list to Chuck and see if the stakeholder group has talked about it at all.
Oh, that's excellent. Thanks, Barry. Cheryl, for the record. Bernie, I noticed you're on the call. I'm wondering if we could have a link or URL reference to the CCTLD survey that we could put into the chat space while we're doing that at the main working group call. Because that was a survey that was more widely on customer satisfaction, in inverted commas. Steve Crocker, you've just mentioned pre-delegation testing. Is that considered part of the IANA function or part of ICANN's administration of the generic TLDs? That might have just been Barry using that as an example, but we certainly are more interested in getting the wider feedback on the, in inverted commas, satisfaction, close commas, that the customers of IANA have. And there is some evidence that there's already been some work in the CCTLD world, but we're trying to get something out of the GTLD world as well that will allow us to then make a statement saying that the matters of customer satisfaction are being considered in the proposal that is put together. Or not, that's yet to be determined. Okay, thanks for that, Barry. I appreciate that. And we will pick that up at our main call, the committee, in the next 24 hours. I really am so fuzzy at this point. I can barely work out how many hours ahead it is. Pretty much takes us to the end of the action items, with the exception of all of us getting onto drafting text and table. And I suspect that... the reality is that most of you are spread so thinly at the moment that it probably won't be until after our intensive work weekend that the creative juices might be flowing and some of the drafting might come through. But we will be settling who is penning what at that call on the weekend. That brings us to the close of our agenda item 2 and on to agenda item 3, which allows me to have a sip of coffee and Avery Doria to catch us up on the thrill-packed and exciting world of RFP 3 and 4. Over to you, Avery.
Okay, thanks, Avery King. Now I know why the brevity of my report last time bothered you so much. Didn't leave enough time to... My report could even be briefer, which is to say neither one of those groups is ready to deliver anything that we're ready to talk about. So, I mean, I can go slightly further, which is to say in RFP 3, we're still doing the analysis of the comments, and in some way we're still stuck in meta-analysis of the comments, doing surveys for us to be able to try to figure out what we think so that then we can discuss the comments. But in any case, we're in that process, and hopefully that process will terminate in this week and we'll actually get to the point. But the initial analysis has indeed shown that there are some fundamental differences. You know, the notion of implication, the notion of vulnerability and its application, you know, strong sentences, weak sentences, the absence of it. That discussion is still, you know, very open and very much open, even if, you know, the percentages might not be clearly defined of who thinks what. So that's still going on, and until that settles down to some point, everything else remains in the air. The first survey on the MRT and the Standing Committee, CSC, is just about over. That one terminates tomorrow, and we're just about to, I don't know if it's just about because we didn't get very far in this meeting, to come out with the next survey on the IAP and contract co and the alternates to an external solution, etc. So all that, you know, that survey is still on the design and such. There started to be a collection of lists. There's still no clarity, and I'm being very sort of subjective in my analysis, but there's no clarity yet even of which of those risks is applicable to the IANA transmitter and which is applicable to ICANN. That division hasn't quite happened. Also, in terms of how likely any of them are to happen versus how serious any of them, you know, any of them happening versus happening is the kind of analysis we've just started to talk about. But at the moment, if you look at the risk, if you look at the list of risks, you know, a supernova and me breaking my shoelaces have the same level of likelihood and risk. There's a problem in that. That is working it out. But as I said, because of all that, I don't think either of them has much to deliver to this group yet. Thanks.
Cheryl, for the record, thank you very much, Avery, and I actually managed 2/3 of my cup of coffee, so I'm particularly appreciative of you filling in greater details than you did at last time's call. I was caught somewhat short last time having my sip of coffee. With reference to the RFP4 and the risk assessments that are currently being text and tabulated and mind mapped, I'm also aware that Olivier, out of the last RFP4 meeting, has written to Mikey, who was one of the other co-chairs of the now defunct DSSA, the Security and Stability Analysis Working Group, that was one of the earlier cross-community working groups in ICANN a couple of years back, because we had some very, very useful tools that were worked through there, so that breaking your shoelace and a meteor hitting the earth don't have the same level of weighting, which your point is well taken, and it's one in risk assessment that one always has to take and manage very effectively. I was copied in on that request, but I have not seen a response. So, again, perhaps that's something that after this intensive work weekend we might have a little more comfort in, assuming that there will be some closing of the communication there. It just may not have happened in the last day or two. Okay, that takes us now to looking at our actual drafting wiki page, and thank you, Marika, for putting that on the shared screen. Of course, it's not an active, Marika could be in there changing it right now, and that would be live editing, but you will note that there is a temporary message on that page that makes it very, very clear that more than one person can be on this wiki page and editing at the same time. So fear not if one of you has a rush of blood to the head and desperately wants to put keyboard strokes together and do some text writing even while Marika's in there now. No harm will come. It will be fine. And welcome, Grace. Good to have you. So with this particular drafting area. It's still in a shamedly skeletal state. I would very much like to, if we're unable to pin people down before our weekend meeting, on who will take penship on as we thought we might do, divvy up the five requirements. If that's not going to be sorted out before then, I would still encourage you to make topic, text, or structural contributions to the drafting of Section 5. At the moment, it's a fairly lean skeleton. It has your usual introduction and executive summary. It has what we agreed, which would be a tabular form, a checklist form, that where we could say that the not that the NTIA requirements have been met by the proposal that's put forward by the group, a slightly expanded form of that where we have in what's now labelled Section 5.2, thank you for scrolling, I appreciate that, Marika, where we can have, whether we have or have not, in our opinion, met those criteria or requirements with the proposal, with some brief details and notes available, and the proposal originally was perhaps we may wish to make some sort of affirmation or statement, but that last column can possibly be deleted. Your comments on your opinions on all of that structural stuff are still welcome and would still be appreciated. If I can just get you to scroll a little bit further down, Marika. And I believe everyone in this working group does have access to the wiki with a logon. And if you can log on to the wiki, you can edit this document. If you do believe you have that sort of access, or if you've lost your logon credentials, then let Grace, I think, know, and she will ensure that the magic team in IT get that to you post-haste. The structure, proposed structure then follows that we will address each one of the five requirements in a paragraph form. It doesn't have to be a long paragraph. It could stretch to two paragraphs if the urge took us, but this is where we can be somewhat more expansive. And certainly on some of these things, we can be quite brief, but on others you may feel more text is required. I've got a new piece of table in the wiki page, since some of you will have looked at it perhaps, and that's where I still hold out hope. Being the eternal optimist that I obviously am, that we'll be able to assign pen holders to each of each, at least one each, two each. I shall try that again. Okay. That we will be able to assign pen holders at least one to each of the listed requirements. That sentence shouldn't have been that difficult to make. I apologise. And obviously the perhaps in many cases the most important part is the fact that we have the ability to, if we scroll all the way down to the bottom, Marika, to take comments on anything we write here. And that is, I've left a comment section open so anyone's logged in or anonymous could make contributions without editing the wiki directly. And hopefully that's where we'll get some feed in from the wider cross-community working group or indeed the community more at large. At the moment, I've got just some introductory text, very, very rudimentary text that I would very much appreciate people to repen, pull apart and start writing. But I'm also very aware that in the real world of most of you spending an awful lot of time on other RFP group meetings and the other committee meetings that you're involved in, that might be difficult before the intensive work weekend. So with that whirlwind tour, I'm wondering if there is any commentary, discussion or contribution that any of you would like to make now regarding the structure, function and text on the wiki page. And I see Avery typing. You can talk to us, Avery. You don't have to type. Where is this on the wiki? Okay, we better put the... can one of the staff cut and paste the URL? That would be terrific. It's in the agenda as well. It is listed in the agenda. But let's have it in the chat. There we go. Thank you very much, Marika. I appreciate that. I don't find it listed on the main page for RFB5. Well, that is disturbing, Avery. And if that's the case, obviously I have just been going straight to the page. But if that's the case, can someone with a lot more wiki skills than I have make the tree connect to each other so all the right pages are connected? Main thing is we need to be able to get to it, and if Avery can't find it, I get seriously concerned. Okay. And so she has to recognise the name. So that can be fixed up, and that's very, very useful because, of course, unless people can find the page, they can hardly edit it. The link, however, thanks, Grace, appreciate that editing going on. The link, however, Grace, you did definitely put into email sent to the full list, so someone responding from the email has hopefully, should they want to go to this page, been able to find it by perhaps more accident than we would plan, but now we're getting the design right. So thanks for that, Avery. That's really important feedback. Any other comments on this? Yes, thanks. Grace is confirming that she did send the direct link to the full CWG. Yep, I noted that earlier in the action items. Okay. Well, being met with fairly serious silence here today, I'm getting somewhat tired of the sound of my own voice. I'm going to now suggest at only 1:30 the hour that we move to the next agenda item. But we will be focusing pretty much only on the discussion and input into Section 5 and the allocation of who's going to be writing what bits at our meeting on the weekend. So moving now to call for any other business. Avery's typing. I'll wait to see what she says. Avery, I doubt you have bad habits when it comes to weekends. But thank you for fixing that for us, because if you can't find it, then I really do worry that others less motivated and practiced will be able to. Okay, so whilst that's all being fixed, I'm just going to call for any other business again. Not hearing anybody come forward, I would like to raise formally now, as I mentioned earlier when we were going through the action items, that the doodle for our meeting time over our intensive work weekend has recently gone out, and encourage you to please, before you go on to the next part of your lives at the close of this call, to fill out that doodle so staff can organise our weekend's activity amongst the bigger schedule, and that will be greatly appreciated. And I'm sure the sooner the better would be the catch cry from us all on that. I'm going to now mention, in terms of review of any action items, I think one's been done live in front of us while the editing of the tree's been done. There are no specifically new action items beyond following up with Chuck on his offer to see if he can reach out to the RSYG. And also to have each of us pick up on the still open action items, including on the drafting of this page. Ladies and gentlemen, their next call after the weekend is going to need to be, we agreed, a two-hour call in the week of the 12th of January. I remain relatively concerned that we need to have our drafting call at a time which is appropriately positioned after the work of RFP 3 and 4 comes home to roost. So I've asked staff to be quite careful about when they have all the calls lined up. I think I use the term to Grace, if she could get all her ducks in the right order, that would be appreciated. I see Grace with her hand up. Over to you, Grace.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Grace Abu-Hamid for the record. I just wanted to confirm that what we're doing for the calls going forward is we're trying to coordinate among the different subgroup leads to get regular times, and we're going to do, and you know, so they will be in order as you had requested. So they would have, you know, for example, RFP 3 on Monday, RFP 4 on Tuesday, and RFP 5 on Wednesday. And we're going to try to schedule a call next week. Right now, it looks like it'll be Wednesday for RFP 5.
Thank you very much for that. And all I can say is we can but try. Thanks, Grace. All right, so you've got fair warning on the probability of the call next week on the 12th of January. We'll currently schedule it for 2 hours, and I'm more than happy to give time back if we don't need it, but if we can avoid having other commitments, just in case we do have some serious drafting to do, that would be appreciated. I think we've zipped through the agenda, but then I was highly motivated to zip through today's agenda. So unless anyone objects, I'm going to make one last call for any comments and give about 25 minutes of your lives back to you. Nobody's arguing with me on that. Oh, Avery, you're arguing with me. Go and back.
I just want to thank Greg, whoever editing. And for putting a big, colorful link to Drafting Workplace Workspace. That will help me immensely be blind. So thank you.
Well said, and indeed our thanks on that. And with that, I think I'm going to call this as possibly the shortest on record RFP whatever number call. And I'm going to proudly hold that mantle. I'd like to see somebody break this record. After some 33 minutes of conversation, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all and look forward to talking sometime over the weekend. Bye for now. And for those of you who are moving on to your next meeting, I hope it's as speedy and as efficient as this one is. Thank you, one and all. Thank you, staff. Bye for now.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect.